3 score years and 10. "That's enough," said Celia, our mother. "The Bible says that 3 score years and 10 is our fair share of life, our span." Always pick your quotes with care and share with care. And that's the one she chose to share with me. "Don't let me be a burden," she said. "I cannot, will not, shall not be a burden to you, dear. I'll walk out the door on my own 2 feet. I'll leave before I start to leak and burble and dribble and reek. At the age of 70, I will be more than a faint illusion to myself. I will still be my very self itself. Let that be the age at which I'll peak. I'll be complete. Later, I'd have nothing more to give. I'd be a taker, a breaker, a faker. My eyes would fail, my legs would fall, and worst of all, my wit would crawl. No, 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 I'll die intact, never a burden, always a star. This is my desire, dear daughter, so listen with both ears. When I'm 3 score years and 10, take me to the Franz Josef Glacier and leave me there and turn your back. When you turn around at last, I'm gone, I'm done a crevasse. One last fling and I'm off your backs. I won't be a bother to you anymore. I'll slip through a crack. I won't be back." I didn't drag her to the ice, nor did I have to hide my eyes while she squeezed down a chimney to the Hades of her choice. My mother died on time at 70, yes, on New Year's Day, in a common or garden hospital bed, and she was a burden to herself by then, and the glacier shriveled year by year. Who can plan their death in detail, decades in advance? Pick your confidence with care, certain ears for certain truths. Celia picked me when I was 12 to hear her truth about dying. Safe, for no one believed me. Sad, for it was sad. Cruel, for her truth was heavy. True, but only for Celia. And who knew why? That was 3 score years and 10, and the poem and the reading are by me, Rachel McAlpine. Thanks for listening, by the way.